The Gemara, Masechet Kedushin, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, quotes the opinion of Rav Huna, the Chuppas Kanya, that if we learned in our Mishnah, he should nitnis b'shloisha drachim, that a woman becomes mukadeshes b'kesa b'shtara b'biya. Rav Huna's opinion is, as he explains, as the Gemara goes on to explain, that certainly a chuppah will create a kedushin for a Huna says, if a chuppah can make a nesuin, it could certainly affect a kedushin. But the question is, what is a chuppah? The Ran, at the beginning of Masechet Ksubos, teaches us that the chuppah makes a nesuin. And the Ran says, the Ran quotes a machlokes rishonim, what is a chuppah that makes a nesuin? One opinion that he quotes is that a chuppah is yichud, the chas and a kala being left be yichud in a room. The other opinion that he has is chuppah is bringing the kala into the home of the chassid. And he says that the pasuk that alludes to the effectiveness of a chuppah is the pasuk in Beis Isha Nadara. So it seems in Beis Isha, as soon as he brings it into a home, that is considered a Maisa chuppah. The Rambam, however, in discussing the halacha, what is considered a chuppah, says that in Perek Yud of Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, Arus Asur Labala Medivrei Soifrim, Kozman Shivi Bei Saviha. An arusa may not have relations with her husband, she's still in her father's home. Vahabal arusa beis chavav, continues the Rambam, and somebody does have relations with his arusa while she's only still in arusa. Makanoi say makas mardus, he's subject to malchus the rabbonim. Vafilu im kitch bebiya, and even if he did kedushin with biya, as we learned at the beginning of the masechta, kedushin with biya is a valid form of kedushin. Still, the halacha is also lava la biya shniya. He can't. He should not do biya again. Bebeis aviya, akshi yavei oisul atoich beisai, until he brings her home via siachrima and have yichud with her via fushan ala. Says the Rambam, v'yichud zuha nikro knis l'chupa. This yichud is what we know, is what is known as chupa. V'hu ha'nikra nesuin b'kamakim, and it is what affects nesuin. So Rambam, in describing what is chupa, says that you have to have two conditions. Yovi oysel tach beisoy, v'yisyach rimo. You have to have that there was yichud and bringing into the home. And that's exactly how the Lech Mishnah learns Pshat in the Rambam, that you need to have both conditions in order to have a chuppah. The Rambam, and this is, of course, a very famous opinion of the Rambam, in Halacha Beis there, in Perek Yud Halacha Beis, says, Kivin Shetuch Sarus al chuppah, once they've had the chuppah, the chasana kala. Harezu mitaris lava b'cholei shiirtza. He could have relations with her. V'arei ishta gemur l'chaldova, she's his full-fledged wife. U'meshitiknas l'chuppah, nekras nesua, af bishloi nivola. Continues the Rambam, even if they didn't actually have bia, but if they had chuppah, she is already considered a nesua. However, says the Rambam, who shatia rui labila? It has to be that she was able to have bia, and therefore says the Rambam, avam hoisa nida, if she was a nida, Says the Rambam, a chuppah nida does not affect a nesuin. And the Beis Shmuel explains, because if we just learned in the Rambam, in the previous, this is the Beis Shmuel and Simnun Heis of Cotton Beis, if we just learned from the Rambam in the previous halach of the Rambam, that according to Rambam, chuppah requires yichud, and the yichud has to be a yichud harui labia, and a nida obviously can't have a yichud harui labia because she's not able to have bia. And therefore, it's obvious that according to the Beis Shmuel, the yichud that's required, according to the Rambam, to have a chuppah, has to be a yichud where there's nobody else in the room. Because it has to be a yichud royal lebiya. The Bach disagrees. And the Bach holds that even according to the Rambam, you have to have that it's royal lebiya, but it doesn't mean that the yichud has to be all of the halachas of yichud. And the nafkamina will be, how long of a yichud do a chassan and kala have to have? So we're learning now, according to the Rambam, yichud is critical in order to make a chuppah. How long does that yichud have to be? According to the Beis Shmuel, they're going to have a yichud that's roi labiyah. They're going to have to be in there long enough that they could be able to have done a bia. According to the Bach, that's not necessary. According to the Bach, all the Rambam requires is that the woman should be able to have bia. And if she's a nida, she's not able to have bia. But doesn't have to be that the yichud has to be a yichud haroi labia. So as we just said, according to the Rambam, a chuppas nida doesn't make an asun because it's not roi labia. So now the question that comes up, according to the Rambam, is what will be the halacha? Will the chuppah snida be nothing? Or will the chuppah snida at least create some level of a relationship between the husband and the wife? So many Mefarshim say that certainly if you'll have a chuppah snida, she should be considered an arusa. If we follow the opinion of Rav Huna in our sugya, that says that a chuppah also has the ability to make erusin, so it could be that the Rambam will hold that even though the chuppah of a nida can make nesuin, but the chuppah of a nida can at least make erusin. That those that disagree, they say, if the Rambam says that the definition of chuppah is chuppah haroi labia, yichud haroi labia, if you don't have a yichud that's roi labia, that isn't a chuppah. And therefore, it can't even make an erusin. Really, I was thinking that this question may be connected to a machlokes rishonim. There's machlokes rishonim, according to Rav Huna, that chuppah makes erusin. What does Rav Huna mean? Does Rav Huna mean that you're going to that if you had a chuppah, you have erusin, but that doesn't mean you have nesuin? You'll have to have nesuin separately because we know there are two stages. There's the stage of erusin and the stage of nesuin. Or if chuppah makes erusin, and chuppah certainly affects nesuin, what Rav Huna is saying is that you could do chuppah, and by doing chuppah, you will accomplish everything, both erusin and nesuin. And that could be maybe the question how to learn the Rambam. If we're going to learn, the Rav Huna is saying that one chuppah could accomplish both erusin and nesuin, So of course that and according to the Rambam, chuppah has to be yichud, her royal abiya. So then this one chuppah that you want to rely on, that it should be both eris and nesuin, obviously cannot be eris and nesuin, because it's not able to be a yichud her royal abiya. But if we're going to learn pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam, we're going to learn pshat in Rav Huna. The Rav Huna, when he says that chuppah can make erusin, doesn't mean that you'll have one chuppah that will make both erusin and nesuin. Maybe you'll have to have two chuppahs. So now it's very geschmack. The Rav Huna himself is teaching us there are two types of chuppah. There's a chuppah that makes an erusin, and there's a chuppah that makes a nesuin. And a chuppah that makes an erusin, even the Rambam will agree, doesn't have to be a yichud haroy labiyah. And therefore, it'll be effective just with, even though she's a nida, and even though the Rambam normally has a very serious issue with a chuppah nida. But then I saw a very interesting mahalach approach from Rav Naftali Trop. He says that in every nesuin, there are two parts. There's what's known as the kinyone ha-nesuin. That means that the husband yarshins the wife if she dies. He has the right to be made for her nedarim. He's entitled to her masi yadayim, to her salary. All of those emanate from the husband's rights in his wife. And then there's a second part to nesuin, and that's called ishus. That means we know that the woman now becomes an ishus ish. There's a halacha, for example, that a nara merasa, that's mezana, gets skila, whereas a ishus ish, rachman tzlan, that's mezana, gets chenek. That has nothing to do, that's a separate element from, that's called ishus, which comes, of course, from the suin. And of course, as the Rambam said, as we learned at the beginning of our shir, that bia, that a husband has a right to have relations with his wife, also emanates from what is known as ishus. And that's why the Rambam said that as long as the woman is only an arusa, she may not have relations with her husband. But when she becomes in the sua, she may have relations. That is connected to the ishus element of marriage, not to the kinyonim element of marriage. So he wants to be mechadish that as far as the maisa kinyon, he says, what is the Rambam? This is how he wants to say it. The Rambam, as we've been explaining in our entire shir, says there are two parts to the chuppah. Hachnos lebeisoy, taking her into the house, and yichud. And that question is, why does the Rambam have two parts? Why does he have two activities required to having bia? So he says, now it's very understandable. Because dachnos lebeisoy is like the maisa kinyan. And the yichud, which is the maisa kinyan, which creates the kinyonei ishus. The yichud is what makes the ishus. So now it's very geschmack. He says, even the Rambam, who has a problem with a chuppah nida, that's only as far as the yichud, which represents the ishus element of nesuin. And therefore the Rambam says, that element of nesuin won't be there until you have a yichud haroy labia, when the woman is no longer a nida. Whereas before that, the Rambam, as soon as achnos lebeisoy, that isn't connected if she's a nida or not, even the Rambam will agree, as far as all of those other halachas, she is considered a nesuah.